Well, good morning. It is October 26, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to continue pressing on through the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7. We're going to read 1 Timothy, chapter 4, Daniel, chapter 11, getting to the end of that book, and then Psalm 119, picking up in verse 25 and going to verse 48. So if you have your Bibles, grab them, and let's get in the Word this morning. 2 Kings chapter 7. But Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Then the captain on whose land the king leaned said to the man of God, "If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, should this thing be?" But he said, "You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not hear of it." Now there were four men who were lepers at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, "Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say, 'Let us enter the city,' the famine is in the city, and we shall die there, and if we sit here, we die also. So now come, let us go over to the camp of the Syrians. If they spare our lives, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die." And so they arose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. But when they came to the edge of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no one there. For the Lord had made the army of the Syrians hear the sound of the chariots and of horses and a sound of a great army, so that they said to one another, "Behold, the king of Israel has hired again against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come against us." And so they fled away in the twilight and abandoned their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, leaving the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And when these lepers came to the edge of the camp, they went into a tent and ate and drank, and they carried off silver and gold and clothing and went and hid them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried off things from it and went and hid them. And then they said to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household." And so they came and called to the gatekeepers of the city and told them, "We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no one to be seen or heard there, nothing but the horses tied and the donkeys tied and the tents as they were." And then the gatekeepers called out, and it was told within the king's household. And the king rose in the night and said to the servants, "I will tell you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we are hungry, and therefore they have gone out of the camp to hide themselves in open country, thinking, 'When they come out of the city, we shall take them alive and get into the city.'" And one of the servants said, "Let some men take five of the remaining horses, seeing that those who are left here will fare like the whole multitude of Israel, who have already perished, and let us send and see." And so they took two horsemen, and the king sent them after the army of the Syrians, saying, "Go and see." And so they went after them as far as Jordan. And behold, as all the way was littered with garments and equipment that the Syrians had thrown away in their haste, and the messengers returned and told the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Syrians. And so a seah of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. Now the king had appointed the captain on whose hand he leaned to have charge of the gate. And the people trampled him in the gate, and so that he died, as the man of God had said that the king came down to him. For when the man of God had said to the king, "Two seahs of barley shall be sold for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour for a shekel, about this time tomorrow in the gate of Samaria," the captain had answered this man of God, "If the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, could such a thing be?" And he had said, "You shall see it with your own eyes, but you shall not eat of it." And so it happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gate, and he died. That was 2 Kings chapter 7. Let's move on over to the book of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, and through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and required abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, then nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God in prayer. If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of faith and of good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach those things, and let no one despise you for your truth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Prophesy these things. Immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. And keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. That was 1 Timothy chapter 4. Always hits me a little bit when I read that one. Move on over to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. Just one more chapter after this. One more chapter after this. And Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 11 today. And as for me, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood up to confirm and strengthen him. And now I will show you the truth. Behold, three more kings shall arise in Persia, and a fourth shall be far richer than all of them. And when he has become strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece. And then a mighty king shall arise, who shall rule with great dominion, and do as he wills. Then as soon as he is arisen, the kingdom shall be broken and divided towards the four winds of the heavens, but not to the posterity, nor according to the authority with which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up and go to others beside these. And then the king of the south shall be strong, but one of these princes shall be stronger than he, and shall rule, and his authority shall be great authority. And after some years, they shall make an alliance, and the daughter of the king of the south shall come to the king to the north to make an agreement, but she shall not retain the strength of her arm, and he and his arm shall not endure, but she shall be given up, and her attendants, he who fathered her, and he who supported her in those times. And from a branch, from her roots, one shall arise in his place, and he shall come against the army and enter the fortress of the king of the north, and he shall deal with them and shall prevail. And he shall also carry off to Egypt their gods with their metal images and their precious vessels of silver and gold. And for some years he shall refrain from attacking the king of the north. And then the latter shall come into the realm of the king to the south, but shall return to his own land. His son shall wage war and assemble a multitude of great forces, which shall keep coming and overflowing and pass through, and again shall carry the war as far as his fortress. Then the king of the south, moved with rage, shall come out and fight against the king of the north, and he shall raise a great multitude, but it shall be given into his hand. And when the multitude is taken away, his heart shall be exalted, and he shall cast down tens of thousands, but he shall not prevail. But the king of the north shall again raise a multitude greater than the first. And after some years he shall come on with a great army and abundant of supplies. In those times many shall rise against the king of the south, and the violence among your own people shall lift themselves above the order to fulfill the vision, but they shall fail. And then the king of the north shall come and throw up siege works and take a well-fortified city, and the forces of the south shall not stand, or even his best troops, for there shall be no strength to stand. But he who comes against him shall do as he wills, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land with destruction in his hand. And he shall set his face to come with the strength of his whole kingdom, and he shall bring terms of an agreement and perform them. He shall give him the daughters of women to destroy the kingdom, but it shall not stand or be to his advantage. And afterwards he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall capture many of them. But a commander shall put an end to the insolent. Indeed, he shall turn his insolence back upon him, and then he shall turn his face back towards the fortresses of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall, and he shall not be found. And then shall arise in his place one who shall send an exactor of tribute for the glory of the kingdom. But Within a few days he shall be broken, neither in anger nor in battle. In his place shall arise a contemptible person to whom royal majesty has not been given. He shall come in without warning and obtain the kingdom by flattery. Armies shall be utterly swept away before him and broken, even the princes of the covenant. And from the time that an alliance is made with him, he shall act deceitfully, and he shall become strong with the small people. And without warning, he shall come into the richest parts of the province, and he shall do what neither his fathers nor his fathers' fathers have done, scattering among them plunder, spoil, and goods. And he shall devise plans against the strongholds, but only for a time. And he shall stir up his power and his heart against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south shall wage war with an exceedingly great and mighty army, but he shall not stand, for plots shall be devised against him. Even those who eat his food shall break him. His army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain. And as for the two kings, their hearts shall be bent on doing evil, and they shall speak lies at the same table, but to no avail. For the end is yet to be at the time appointed, and he shall return to his land with great wealth, but his heart shall be set against the Holy Covenant, and he shall work his will and return to his own land. And at the time appointed he shall return and come into the south, but it shall not be at this time as it was before, for ships of Kittim shall come against him, and he shall be afraid and withdraw, and shall turn back and be enraged and take action against the Holy Covenant. And he shall turn back and pay attention to those who forsake the Holy Covenant. Forces from him shall appear and profane the temple and fortresses, and shall take away the regular burnt offerings, and they shall set up the abomination that makes desolate. And he shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant, but the people who know their God shall stand firm and take action. And the wise among the people shall make many understand, though for some days they shall stumble by sword and flame, by captivity and plunder. And when they stumble, they shall receive a little help, and shall join themselves to them with flattery. And some of the wise shall stumble, so that they may be refined, purified, and made white, until the time of the end, for it still awaits the appointed time. And the king shall do as he wills. He shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak astonishing things against the God of gods. He shall prosper, till the indignation is accomplished, for what is decreed shall be done. He shall pay no attention to the gods of his fathers, or to the one beloved by women. He shall pay not attention to any other god, for he shall magnify himself above all. He shall honor the god of fortresses instead of these, a god whom his fathers did not know. He shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. He shall deal with the strongest fortresses with the help of a foreign god. And those who acknowledge him he shall load with honor. He shall make them rulers over many, and shall divide the land for a price. And at the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, but the king of the north shall rush upon him like a whirlwind, with chariots and horsemen and with many ships. And he shall come into the country, and shall overflow and pass through. He shall come into the glorious land, and tens of thousands shall fall, but these shall be delivered out of his hand, Edom and Moab, with the main part of the Ammonites. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall become ruler of the treasuries of gold and silver, and all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Cushites shall follow in his train. But news from the east and the north shall alarm him, and he shall go out with great fury to destroy and devote many to destruction. He shall pitch his palatial tents between the sea and the glorious holy mountain, and yet he shall come to his end with none to help him. That was Daniel chapter 11. One more chapter. We finish that one up tomorrow. Pick up with our last reading in Psalm 119. We're going to pick up in verse 25 to 48 today. Psalm 119, 25. Dolet, my soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous work. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. Hey, teach me, O Lord, the ways of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the paths of commandments, of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my ear to your testimony, and do not and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Conform me to your servants. Conform your servants to your promise that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Vav, let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. And I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. Then I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. And I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my eyes towards your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Well, amen. That was our reading today for October 26, 2021. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. Stay in the Word today, and I will, Lord willing, see you tomorrow morning bright and early. Bye now.